imagine spending billions of dollars on a massive government project, right? You're tracking every single receipt, and you still have absolutely no idea if the project actually worked.
Yeah, which is, you know, terrifyingly common.
Right. So today, welcome to a new deep dive. We are unpacking how a 2011 South African policy framework solved exactly that problem. It's called the National Evaluation Policy Framework.
Right, from an official government document.
Exactly. And the mission here is to look at how a massive government actually holds itself accountable and, you know, how you can apply these exact same principles to cut through all the information overload in your own work.
Because, I mean, I know government policy sounds incredibly dry.
Oh, totally.
But this document secretly contains, like, a masterclass in organizational psychology and efficiency. It really tackles this core problem of why huge plans just fail despite constant rigorous data tracking.
Right, so they address this right out of the gate by forcing this massive paradigm shift. They clarify the difference between monitoring and evaluation.
Exactly, because they are not the same thing at all. Monitoring is just tracking data to make sure you're following the plan. Like, are we doing things right? But evaluation is way deeper.
Okay, let me unpack this with an analogy for a second. Yeah. So monitoring is basically checking off the grocery list for a dinner party, right? Like, I bought the chicken, I chopped the carrots. But evaluation is asking if the food actually tasted good and if the guests had fun.
That is the perfect way to look at it. Evaluation requires deep analysis and judgment to ask, are we doing the right things? The source document illustrates this using what they call the results-based management pyramid.
Okay.
Yeah. So you start at the bottom with inputs and activities. That's your groceries and your cooking. You can measure inputs all day long, like counting how many laptops a school district bought.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anyone actually learned anything.
Exactly. So evaluation forces you to look at the very top of the pyramid, the outcomes and impacts. Like, did those laptops actually improve reading scores?
But wait, determining if reading scores improved because of the laptops or, you know, if the food tasted good, that's inherently subjective.
Uh-huh.
How does the government standardize that kind of judgment across massive countrywide initiatives?
Well, they built a toolkit of six specific types of evaluation. So it's not just one generic review.
Okay. What are the six?
You've got diagnostic, design, implementation, impact, economic, and synthesis. And they mandate that large strategic programs like health, crime, or jobs must undergo a major evaluation at least every 5 years.
Here's where it gets really interesting to me, though. Isn't 5 years way too long to wait? Like, if a massive public health program is completely broken, you can't just let it bleed money for half a decade before deciding to fix it.
Well, you wouldn't, and that's exactly why those different types of evaluations exist. You don't wait 5 years to do everything.
Oh, I see.
Right, so you would run an implementation evaluation early on to figure out why operational gears might be stuck, or maybe a design evaluation before you even launch. The five-year mark is specifically for the massive impact evaluation.
Got it. So that's measuring the ultimate systemic long-term change.
Exactly. But people usually avoid evaluations because of a mix of fear and, well, perceived cost. They confuse it with an audit. An audit looks for blame, but an evaluation looks for lessons.
Right.
And to counter the cost argument, the framework points out this really fascinating detail. A proper evaluation only costs 0.1% to 5% of a program's budget.
Wow. Wait, really? That's nothing.
Right. It explicitly frames evaluation as an investment to protect the rest of your funding, not a sunk cost.
Okay, but let's say the data is generated, the budget is spent, the lessons are documented. How does the framework prevent politicians or executives from just, you know, burying a 300-page report if it uncovers uncomfortable truths?
They instituted what they call the 1-3-25 rule.
Break that down for us.
So no matter how complex the evaluation is, the results must be communicated in three specific formats: a one-page policy summary, a three-page executive summary, and a 25-page main report. And all of this goes straight into the public domain to ensure transparency.
Wait, so what does this all mean for you listening right now? Is boiling massive government data down to one page basically the ultimate productivity hack for executives?
Absolutely. I mean, it's built entirely on human psychology. The one-pager forces extreme clarity for the busy policymaker who just needs the bottom line.
Right.
The three-pager provides the operational context a manager needs to make adjustments. And the 25-pager secures the methodological rigor so the analysts know the data is sound.
You stagger the information based on how people actually consume it. That's brilliant. Differentiating monitoring from evaluation, budgeting specifically for reflection, and summarizing ruthlessly based on human psychology. These are tools you can apply to any complex project you're managing right now.
I completely agree. The framework really proves that knowledge only has value when it's structured in a way that actually changes behavior.
Exactly. So leave with this final thought. Think about that big project you're working on right now. If every major decision in your life or workplace required an objective impact evaluation, and you had to publish a one-page summary of the results for everyone to see, what uncomfortable truths or hidden successes might you uncover?